This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Martha Wainwright.
Hello.
I know you're married, but I've got feelings too. Now, that's where you're supposed to say the name of your new album.
Yes. Oh, Come Home to Mama.
I will.
Yes, got it. Good, I love it.
How's that for
a
start?
They all do work in conjunction.
Now, you're here in Melbourne promoting the new album, Come Home to Mama. You're honest, if nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It gets me in a bit of trouble.
And the latest album is no exception.
No.
No exception at all. You were embraced in Australia initially with Bloody Motherfucking Asshole.
Yeah.
Which is pretty frank.
Yeah, indeed, sure.
Are the rumors true?
That song, I always thought that was funny, you know, which is why I like to, when I was writing that song, I wrote it based on an argument that I had with my dad. And I think that a lot of people sort of perceived that, it was a really like a rant against him. I didn't really mean that so much as just, you know, any young person has a difficult time with their parents, I think, at any point. So I think it's just trying to be reflective and honest about the feelings that we can have.
For the people who haven't heard your album, a few of the lyrics that are on the new album that perhaps are related to your husband, Brad.
Yeah.
I really like the makeup sex. It's the only kind I ever get.
See, I think that's funny.
He doesn't think
that's funny, but he doesn't know what he's talking about. No, he didn't think that was funny. But, you know,
Did you pick a fight deliberately for makeup sex?
Sure, exactly. You see, you're a smart woman. And he doesn't realize these things. But no, I mean, I'm trying to get people's attention. I'm not in this business to not be noticed, you know, and certainly when something like that, when you're writing a song and something like that comes out, you don't go like, that's interesting, but I'm not going to say that. It's just, you know, you're going to just say it. I mean, I'm going to, you know, because these songs are very autobiographical and true and revealing, but they're also, you also have to sort of present some type of, you know, persona that is kind of, you know, dramatic and interesting and a character. And, you know, you want to sort of go with the, I like to push the envelope.
Well, you've got the tune. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. Now, the song that you mentioned, Proserpina, was the last song that your mum, Kate, wrote.
Yeah.
And you, did she record it? I know she performed it.
No, she performed it. And she didn't record it, which is why, you know, one of the reasons why I wanted to record it. I think if she had recorded it, I would not have recorded it, because I think that her version would be and would need to be the quintessential version. But because she hadn't recorded it, people had heard it, I knew I needed to record it right away before anybody else did, because it's such an incredible song.
It's a beautiful song.
And I wanted to record it also in the way that she sang it a little bit. I mean, it sounds like me, you know, we're different singers, you know. I have kind of this more raspy, kind of aggressive way of singing. But I also tried to keep it as close to the way that she sang it and the way that she played the piano on it. I'm not playing somebody else's, but it's very close to, I think, that one and only performance that she did. And, you know, it's not saying you're like, let's interpret this song and like take it away somewhere different. It's like, this is perfect. Let's try and keep it like that. You know, have her become the goddess that she always meant to be, you know, and because Proserpina is the Latin for the Greek Persephone, you know, it's a very mythological, beautiful, almost kind of religious song.
Yeah. You on your album also, the song All Your Clothes, is that talking to your mother?
Yes, that's me talking to my mother. That was the first song that I started writing after this, you know, after my mom died. And
you follow that up on the album with perhaps a conversation with your son, Arcangelo?
Yes, Arcangelo.
Arcangelo. Yeah. And Everything Wrong.
Yeah, my song about motherhood called Everything Wrong.
Yeah.
Sort of an apology for all of the pain that I'm going to cause him, you know, and the psychological damage that I will cause him, which is the job of the parent. The great poem of Philip Larkin's, your parents, they fuck you up, and it's really true, you know, then that's their job, and your job is to try and undo some of that, I guess, and get through it. So it's just, you know, a sort of an attempt to let him know that there will be trouble in the future.
Joy 94.9.
Obviously, the strong theme of motherhood with the album. Your husband Brad Elbetta usually produces your albums, and you've stepped aside and chosen Yuka Honda to produce this. Was that deliberate to choose a woman?
Definitely deliberate to choose a woman. Very much so, and I don't. Brad and I didn't want to make another record together right away. You know, we'd just had a kid, just bought a house, just lost my mom. I think if we'd made a record together, we'd killed each other. You know,
I wondered how that conversation might go. Like, you know, hey, honey,
neither one of us were really up for it. You know, for the emotional roller coaster that you know, because when couples work together, oftentimes it's like band, it can be kind of, you know, intense and turbulent and aggressive and all things that can make for perfectly good records, but you know, it's just a lot, you know. And I really needed to be taken care of in a way, you know, because I had written these songs and the baby was still young, and that was sort of it. That was sort of what I could do. I could sing them and perform them for any producer, but I needed someone to really take over. And I knew that Yuka Honda could do that because I wanted to make a record with a woman and another artist as well. And I also wanted to make a record that was more keyboard based and not so Americana, which is the tendency that can happen when you write songs on acoustic guitar. Once you start to add instrumentation, it can sort of go into that singer-songwriter with music on top of it, you know, and because it's not always the most natural thing. And I knew that she could sort of create this surreal, kind of futuristic, strange past world with sounds and with programming, and because she does all the engineering herself, and that she would just sort of sit at the computer for hours and sort of bring this thing that I would never think of, because that's the way she makes music, and it's very, it's kind of avant-garde. And so I was really glad to work with her and sort of present to her what I could give. And she was so, maybe because she's Japanese, maybe because she's a woman, I don't know, she would just be like, you know, I would come into the house, it was a John Lennon's house where she lives, and like, would you like some tea? You look so nice. I like your scarf. That sounds wonderful. Let's try it again. Don't hurt your voice. Just like this total, you know, caring, and it just felt so necessary and so wonderful. And then I would leave, and then I would come back 2 days later, and there would be all these amazing sounds on it. And, you know, it was just, I felt really in good hands.
You recently were on Q&A.
Yeah.
You did
Proserpina.
Thank you.
So it's not that easy.
I keep wanting to say Proserpina.
I wish I was doing Prosperous. Yeah, right, but that's not how that's working out.
One of the things that is very noticeable about the way in which you perform, you're very open in your movement, in your gesture. Are you conscious of that when you're singing?
Yeah, you know, I like to, you know, even, and that song, I don't have to play the guitar, but I stand at the mic, and, you know, I can't dance around on stage, and I really like to dance. I'm, you know, very physical type person when I perform. Even though I'm with the guitar, I'm like dancing around a lot, and I move a lot, and it's just a way. It's just a way it helps me to get the song out, and also because of the way that I sing, it takes a lot of breath, and so it's just a way to help it get out, you know. And that's also, when I came in, we were talking briefly that I had gone to acting school, and I know you are an actress, and it's just something that happens when you've had a little bit of that kind of training, and stage training, is that you do have a tendency to use your body, and that the body is really, you know, an expression of everything and connected. And so I've always sort of done that. It's been very gestural.
Yeah, your physicality when you perform, the leg kick you know, it's...
Well, it's funny, the leg kicking, my father does that. But he was an actor too. He went to theater school as well. And And I don't know if it's because we studied acting. I'm not exactly sure, but that he kicks his left leg. And, you know, it just helps to get the notes out sometimes to just sort of like, you know, move.
You've worked with some amazing people. Have you ever been starstruck?
Oh, all the time. You know, I'm all the time starstruck and worried that I'm not...
And tripping over your words.
Yeah, and worried that I'm, you know, not good enough myself, and how could I be better? My biggest mentor is my brother. You know, as much as I'm influenced by my parents' music, you know, when he started, I was his backup singer, and I've watched him from the stage as his backup singer, singing with him from the side of the stage for my whole life practically. And that's really a model for me, you know, to see him do those 2-hour, 2.5-hour shows that always on, that singing, that's just like a deep well of brilliant voice playing, the energy, the drive, it's just, you know, it's kind of it's really overwhelming.
He looks pretty good in a long black frock too.
Oh, yeah.
Joy 94.9.
So you're going to do an acoustic song for us from the new album.
Yeah.
What song are you going to do for
us? I don't know.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
that almost sounds like I can make a request.
Well, I mean, you can, but I don't know if I can do all of them. So what would you like to do? Let me see if I can do them. I can't do Proserpina.
Okay, no, that's fine. That's fine. What would you be able to do All Your Clothes?
Yeah.
I particularly love that one.
Where you been these days? I thought I saw you underneath the vines. I look for you there. Makes more sense than looking to the sky. To the cut your hair and grow between your eyes. I hope your body doesn't mind the cold. It always preferred the sunshine. Can we pretend we're talking? I'll answer for you if you don't mind. Baby's doing fine. My marriage is failing, but I keep trying all the time. Oh, them to a cedar, they'd make up the wardrobe. To a great player cast of characters unknowns. It never took for granted a sight, a sound, the smell of a friends, but I'm worried you can't hear music anymore. And it never occurred to me until I heard Dr. John sing that song, and you played through his fingers on the piano. Stride, you could even swing. Maybe not, I can't remember. remember anything.
Thank you for that.
Oh no, thanks. It feels good to sing.
As you said. Now you're here, you're doing two performances this weekend,
yep.
Friday and Saturday, yep. The 14th and 15th yep. of June at yep. the Melbourne Recital
yes.
Centre.
Beautiful.
So anyone who hasn't seen you perform should definitely get along because
I definitely agree.
Treat. And those who have seen you play before, I'm sure will already have their tickets. If you don't have them, there's still few limited seats available.
Yep.
Jump on the Melbourne Recital Centre website to book them. Martha Wainwright, it has been an absolute honour. I thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. It's been really fun. Thank you.
And all the best with the rest of your tour,
okay.
The rest of your motherhood.
Yes.
The rest of your marriage. The
oh,
rest
it's
of
all,
everything.
You know, everything is... everything is a I want to say something brilliant at the end of the interview, and now I don't know if I'm going to be able to. Everything is a welcome challenge.
I like it.
Good.
Brilliant.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.